earth, sky.
Today, the connection between energy and water, sometimes called the energy-water nexus, this connection could be one of the most important issues of the 21st century. That's according to Dr. Michael Weber, Associate Director of the Center for International Energy and Environmental Policy in the Jackson School of Geosciences. He explained that it takes energy to use water.
We need energy for water because we use energy to heat, treat, and move water. We use energy to drive pumps that pull water out of the ground. Then we use energy to treat that water by heating it. Then we use energy to move that water to our homes, where we use energy to heat it so we can take a shower.
And it also works the other way, Weber said. We need water for energy.
We use water for cooling power plants. We use water for mining and oil and gas production. And if we didn't have that water, we might not have the energy we need.
With his background in mechanical engineering, Dr. Weber investigates how to limit water use and energy production. He explained that power plants, which use lots of water to keep equipment cool, might employ a technique called dry cooling using air convection, the kind of cooling in a car engine, to use less water. But he said dry cooling can make a power plant's energy production less efficient.
And so this is the challenge for decision makers, is balancing these trade-offs as they try to meet different societal goals for energy or water. Sometimes the better option is the win-win, which in many cases is conservation.
EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.